Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I understand that we have people online, so hello to you, too. I have a title for my message today, if you want to write it down. It's, What is God's Definition of Righteousness? And I'll tell you why I chose this for my message today, my short message today. I recently read a short blurb on the internet. You know, I look at the internet every once in a while, not too much, but it said, the blurb, and I'm just, you know, abbreviating it, it said, the United States is no longer a righteous country. And I went, whoa. And I went, yeah, I agree with that. And then it went on and said, blah, 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 you know, all this other stuff. And I didn't agree with all of it, but I did agree with that initial assessment. The United States is no longer a righteous country. Now, what is a righteous country? And so that's what I want to give to you right now. I want to talk about God's definition of righteous or righteousness. You know, they both kind of go together. First, let's look at Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 172. If you don't have Psalm 119, 172 marked in your Bible, do it now. You know, make sure that that is marked down because this is an important scripture. Want to read it? Well, maybe I should turn to it too. Psalm 119, 172. Read it right out of my own Bible. And it says quite a bit, but what I want to do is I want to stress at the end of verse 172, it says in my New King James, all your, and it doesn't say commandments. Well, it does. For all your commandments are righteousness. We all know that there are 10 big commandments, right? 10 big commandments. But is that all God has told us to do? I mean, when I looked this up initially, I was going to read, you know, what it said in my Strong's Concordance. Do you know how many righteousness I found in Strong's? Over 100. And they went, got to cut this down, you know, that'll be 3 hours. I cut it down. I found an old sermon that was given in UCG, and it had 30 scriptures. And I thought, well, 30 scriptures, I, you know, take up half the time here. So I went to my, can you see this old beat-up Bible? This is my old beat-up Bible. And I noticed that under righteousness, it had three places marked. And that's what I'm going to give to you right now. So anyway, the Ten Commandments are not the only commandments of God. He told us to do all sorts of things. And I don't know if you have this, but at home I have the Ten Commandments are up on the board, on the wall. And when you're walking to a bedroom or the bathroom, you know, you can touch them. Is that what God wants us to do with this Ten Commandments? No, he doesn't. It's not just a touchstone. It's something that we need to take into our very being. But the other commandments of God are just as important. So in order to know what those other commandments are, you have to read the whole Bible. And you have to read it once, twice, 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. And more than that, you have to think about it. What does it imply? What are those commandments and commands? What do they mean? you know, and you need to have a discussion like we're going to have after services today in the snack room. And most importantly, and this is, you can write this down as point number 87, or whatever you want to write down. Not only do we have to know what the commands of God are, but we have to do them. We have to do what God says to do. It's no good just to know unless you do. Now let's go to Proverbs and look at a couple of scriptures there. Let's remember what Proverbs is all about. God inspired Solomon to write Proverbs. Why? To teach us wisdom. Raise your hand really high if you were born with wisdom when you came out of the chute, so to speak, and you were just, nobody is born with wisdom. You have to learn wisdom. Wisdom must be taught. And so God, because he's the greatest teacher of all, both Father and Son are teachers, they inspired the book of Proverbs to give us wisdom. The whole Bible is inspired by God, but Proverbs. Let's go to, and did I tell you yet, Proverbs 1, verse 2. Proverbs 1, verse 2 says, their purpose of Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline, and to help them understand the insights of the wise. So in the world that I have lived in and I still live in, there are a lot of wise people, you know? They understand a lot of things. But unless you have God's criteria for what true wisdom is, it doesn't matter how smart, you know, and I could go blah, 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 these guys are pretty wise. But unless you have God's criteria and insight into what true wisdom is, it doesn't matter. Proverbs exists so that anybody can learn God's wisdom. Anybody. That means from the high muckety-mucks to the low, whatever they are. Anybody can learn God's wisdom. When you have begun to understand righteousness, then we need to go on. We need to read, and we need to think about what you read, and then to practice it. I said that before. You got to do it. It's not enough to just know what wisdom is, God's wisdom. You have to do it. After services today, I think you all know that we're going to have a variety of snacks. The Bible is kind of like a variety of snacks. But if all you do is you eat a snack here and eat a snack there, will you develop really good health? I don't think so. I think you have to have a well-balanced meal. I want to give one more scripture about righteousness, and I've not used the New Testament yet, so let's go there. Turn back, or turn ahead, to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to select verse 17. Romans 1, verse 17 says, part of what it says is, in the gospel, in the good news, the righteousness of God is revealed. So if you know the good news, within the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And how is that done? Well, it says, through the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. It's almost like when I've had an academic argument with someone, they say, well, that's kind of double talk. You're saying the same thing twice. I want to know, how do you get righteousness? Well, let me explain. Let me try to explain. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that Jesus delivered while he was on earth, and his Father and he made a plan. And this plan is essential. And most people don't know the plan of God. They go, well, I've read the Bible, you know, and I think I know. I got to be good and then I'll go to heaven. That's not God's plan. Jesus would be born as a human. He would live a life. And then, what did he do at the end of his life? He suffered and he died in a miserable way. And why did he have to die? He had to die for your sins. You know? This was a plan. This wasn't an accident. It wasn't happenstance. It was all planned out before anything was created. Before there were any humans to have mess-ups. So that at the correct time, and listen to this, at the correct time, each and every human who has ever lived would have their minds opened and be able to choose what? Well, there are only two choices, really, life and death. That's what it's all about. If your mind is open now, I believe you're choosing life. But those are the only two choices. Every human has to have one chance to choose either life or death. When that opening of the mind occurs, that'll be when you get to choose. I believe that my mind is open now. I believe that I've chosen life. Should I throw that away down the road, what do I get? I get death. And I don't mean physical death, because all of us physical creatures will die sometime. But I mean eternal death, where there is no more life. Okay. I want to give you one final simple scripture that states that righteousness only comes through Jesus Christ. So let's go to Philippians 1, and then I'll sit down. I'm going to read Philippians 1 in the New King James Version, but I have to say, in Philippians 1, verses 2 through 10, elongate what I want to read. So you're going to have to do that on your own. You can read 2 through 10 on your own. But Philippians 1, verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by or in or of Jesus Christ. If you do not know Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ has not come into your heart, into your mind, into your way of life, if what you do is not because of and guided by Jesus Christ, you're never going to have righteousness. Righteousness is only by God. So, Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God, and we are to be like him.